Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, welcome to Berg Vivant. This is Michael Bozzelli, and I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady. And before we get talking about the show that we're talking about today, I wanted to congratulate, I guess we both want to congratulate, Wayne and Connie Brinda on 20 years of their theater company.
Oh, wow.
Prime Stage.
Yeah. Cheers to you, Prime Stage. That's awesome.
Yes. And the production we saw is To Kill a Mockingbird.
It's Tequila? I'm drinking gin.
Is there a drink called a Mockingbird?
No. Oh, tequila.
Oh, tequila. Oh, geez. I'm so slow on those things. Anyway, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm. Cheers to that.
An adaptation of the Harper Lee novel. And this adaptation was interesting, I think, because it was told from the viewpoint of the grown-up scout.
Yes.
Played by Samantha.
Story Camp.
And she was reminiscing about her childhood, and then we see the young scout on stage.
See, here's the thing. I read To Kill a Mockingbird as a child, as a young adult, I guess. And I didn't remember very much from it. I remembered Scout, and I remembered Atticus Finch, and I remembered that it was about social injustice, and I remembered Boo Radley. I did not remember anything else. I didn't remember the older brother. I mean, I read it in high school.
So this was all new to you.
It felt sort of new, yes. It's a shame to me that, like, the show is about social injustice, and it's a shame that it's still those themes are still relevant today. A black man is accused of a murder. A rape that he did not commit. And how the all white, all male jury convicts him, regardless of that. But it's also about growing up in a time where it was all happening.
Yes.
And it is told from Samantha Story Camp playing the adult Jean Louise, the adult scout. And then we also see the younger one on stage at the same time.
And I think we should start with both of those performances.
Oh, you know what? Samantha and Grace Vinsel, number one reason to see the show, if you ask me. Sammy does a great job as the adult. Jean Louise, there's something, even if you watch her while the action is not on her, she is still emoting, she's still in the scene, she is still, it's still relevant, it's still important to her. It was just both enthusiastic actors, young scout, Grace Vinsel, enthusiastic and
charming
and just a fun little girl,
natural and energetic and so commanding on the stage, but it's so natural. I felt as though,
and
she
the
really...
boy that played her brother,
oh yes, Jim, was Elliot Pullen.
Another great performance. Well, not the character I didn't even remember of the brother from the book. And Dill, I didn't remember that kid from the book either.
Simon.
Oh, Simon. Little cute little Simon.
All three kids, I thought, were phenomenal.
Yeah, in some cases, the children did better than the adults, I have to say, in some cases. But really good cast.
Yes.
Really fantastic actress. And, of course, Atticus Finch.
Yes, very Gregory Peckish, wasn't
he? Well, I would have said Barry Bostwick, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
And that was, or that is... Mm-hmm. Brian Saponis.
Who I think is new to the Pittsburgh stage, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't have a chance to read the bio.
I've not seen him.
But he was quite impressive. He gave us this feeling that he is such a just and kind and loving person, but yet very strict morals and a moral compass that guides him. The other really... A phenomenal performance, I thought, was Bob Yule.
Ooh, yeah.
By Stephen Lingenfelter.
Oh, he's bad.
He emoted such evil from the inside out that he was frightening on that stage. I just hope that he would stay on the stage.
And not,
just
stay away from me. But no, it was a really good, very visceral, very powerful performance.
And there's so many others, but we can't mention them all because it is such a big cast.
Oh, it's a large cast. But it was an excellent production of a show that is still relevant today. Social themes that continue to show up in the news that we wish we were way past. It struck me how, as an audience member, important it still seems to be watching this and feeling these things, feeling that anger of injustice
and fairness
and how angry this thing made me in a good way. I need more alcohol for that. So yeah, no, I would go, I would consider going to see the 20th year of production. Apparently they did this several years ago, decades ago, mm-hmm. almost. And some of the cast members were back, which was interesting.
Yes.
So no, go
to see the show.
Yeah. So go see To Kill a Mockingbird.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.